This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through all of the Psalms, and we're calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy, holy, holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For you are awesome in majesty. You're the beginning and the end, the creator of all things. For Lord, you have dominion over everything. Thank you for being our everlasting Father and for the fullness of your deity in bodily form. You are God alone, the healer and Emmanuel. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are the Most High God. Nothing is impossible for you give us new mercies each day. You are omnipotent and perfect in all of your ways. You quiet us by your love. Thank you, for you are the resurrection and the life, the Son of God, the Son of Man, and you are the testimony across the sky each day. Lord, you are unmatched in your beauty. You are the vindicator. Let us never take things in our own hands. You're the wonderful counselor, the expert in education. Your name is Yahweh and the God of Zion. Gracious and holy God, may your name be praised today. Bless all the children. Bless all of our colleagues in the variety of positions. But most of all, may you be blessed today. Holy is your way and name. Thank you, Lord, for the Psalms. Thank you for Psalm 119 in particular, and for setting our path in the right direction. We love you and look forward to what you are going to do today, and we ask for it all in the perfect name of Jesus. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are going through Psalm 119, all 176 verses in bite-sized pieces. We're up to the 8th day out of 11, and we're going to hear it continued to be read by Lindsay French. The Word of God, Psalm 119.
Hello, my name is Lindsay French, and I am from Alexandria, Minnesota. I teach early childhood special education, and I'm going to be reading Psalm 119 from the New Living Translation. I hate those with divided loyalties, but I love your instructions. You are my refuge and my shield. Your word is my source of hope. Get out of my life, you evil-minded people, for I intend to obey the commands of my God. Lord, sustain me as you promised, that I may live. Do not let my hope be crushed. Sustain me, and I will be rescued. Then I will meditate continually on your decrees. But you have rejected all who stray from your decrees. They are only fooling themselves. You skim off the wicked of the earth like scum. No wonder I love to obey your laws. I tremble in fear of you. I stand in awe of your regulations. Don't leave me to the mercy of my enemies, for I have done what is just and right. Please guarantee a blessing for me. Don't let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes strain to see your rescue, to see the truth of your promise fulfilled. I am your servant. Deal with me in unfailing love. Teach me your decrees. Give discernment to me, your servant. Then I will understand your laws. Lord, it is time for you to act, for these evil people have violated your instructions. Truly, I love your commands more than gold, even the finest gold. Each of your commandments is right. That is why I hate every false way.
Praise God for the reading of His Word. And thank you, Lindsay, for reading all of Psalm 119, especially verses 113 to 128 today. And now, dear friends, let us pray this portion of Psalm 119. Dearest Lord, You are our keeper, our way maker. Sustain us each school day to be servants. Help us to have a mindset of discernment guided by Your Holy Spirit. We serve the just and unjust in the public schools. We serve the arrogant and the peaceful ones. Whether we're interacting with our students or colleagues today, we ask for the gift of meditation upon Your decrees. You hold the truth to every situation we encounter at school. Show us how to discern divided loyalties. Sustain us with Your unfailing love and the truth of Your promises. May You be glorified today as Your servants in our schools look to You, because we treasure Your commands even more than gold, even the finest gold. Let Your goodness be evident today. We pray in the hopeful name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness to be in the Word of God each day and in prayer. I would love to read you our daily devotional from Christian Educators Now. You can find these at our website at christianeducators.org. You can have them emailed to yourself if you would like to share them with others, and that is perfectly wonderful. Or you can listen to them here on Around the Word in 180 Days. Our devotional for today is The Greatest Commandment. It's written by Katina Wetter-Wright. Katina is a Christian educator and an elementary school teacher from Indiana. In addition to teaching, she runs a blog that she calls Reflections of a Believer and wrote a book, The First 30 Days, A Challenge to Change Your Mind and Revolutionize Your Eternal Destiny. The scripture that Katina chose is Mark 12, verses 29 to 31. Jesus replied, "The most important command is this, listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these." As humans, we all want to feel love and connection. We are designed from birth to crave human interaction. Even as adults, we get the warm, happy feeling when someone does something special for us. The joys of knowing that we are loved give us purpose and a sense of belonging. Consider this. If we need this type of affirmation even as adults, how can we forget that our students need it too? So many of our students are coming to us broken. Drugs, poverty, abuse, single parenting, lack of parenting, and the list goes on and on. Today's child comes to us in need of love. They need us as Christian educators to live out Mark 29:31. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. We often look at this verse as the person down the road, but today I want to challenge you to look at your students as your neighbors. Look at them through God's lens and see that they are broken, and the only one who can piece them back together is God, who is calling us to love them, pray for them, and treat them as we would want to be treated. Father, we come to You today on bended knees, asking for Your grace to be upon us. Help us to treat our students how we want to be treated. Help us to give them grace and mercy while still teaching and molding them into the person You have called them to be. Amen. And that, dear friends, was The Greatest Commandment, written by Katina Wetter-Wright. And now I want to remind you that we will be praying together again today at 1:16 p.m. Today we're going to be praying for our administrators to make wise decisions concerning next year's plans. It is that time of the year, believe it or not, that they certainly are already thinking about what they need to do for next year. And so let us ask for wisdom for them, and let us pray together today at 1:16 p.m. because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. Oh, how I love to bless you each day with Psalm 23. And today I'm going to read it to you in the New Century Version, the NCV. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green pastures. He leads me to calm water. He gives me new strength. He leads me on the paths that are right for the good of his name. Even if I walk through a very dark valley, I will not be afraid because you are with me. Your rod and your shepherd's staff comfort me. You prepare a meal for me in front of my enemies. You pour oil of blessing on my head. You fill my cup to overflowing. Surely your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.